At the Carl Auto Group Collision Centers, we make it easy. Our expert Platinum iCard technicians use the latest technology and innovations to repair any make or model of vehicle on the road. Multiple locations in Iowa to get you back on the road faster. Get your free estimate today, in person or online at carlauto.com.
Your dealer for life, it's the Carl way.
Hey guys, it's Chris Williams here with Cyclone Fanatic, telling you about one of my favorite companies that I've worked with, and I hire them all the time. Country Landscapes, they're located up in Ames, but they have offices in Eastern Iowa as well, over in North Liberty, got one up in Clear Lake. I've hired Country Landscapes to do all the landscaping in my front yard, but I've also hired them to come over and give me advice on planting trees in my front and backyard, stuff I don't really know about. But boy, the folks at Country Landscapes are experts in this field. They also have a skilled stone mason division that creates outdoor living and cooking spaces. That's something I need to look into. Check them out. Country Landscapes. You want that dream fire pit in your backyard? That's an idea for this spring. Country Landscapes, supporting our March Madness coverage of the Cyclones here on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network.
Frank, when you think fairway, you think fresh. Is that the winning culture you've tried to create?
Penelope Pineapple, what an unbelievable produce performance. How does your team stay so fresh?
Sunkissed Orange, is it true Fairway has offered the freshest produce in town since 1938?
What can I say? Our produce is so fresh, we're speechless.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Road and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
What is up? Welcome to Kansas City, everybody. A little post-game here on our March coverage here of the Cyclones. My name is Chris Williams, and the Iowa State women just absolutely dominated a top 20 Oklahoma team. Wow, what a performance. The final 85-68, pushing the Iowa State women into the Big 12 championship game, which will come up tomorrow night. We'll break it all down. I want to thank all of our great presenting sponsors that will be with us during the entire month of March here on Cyclone Fanatic. You just heard from our friend Carl, Auto Group, Country Landscapes, and Fairway. I want to welcome somebody new to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I love this company. I just got to know these guys over at Central States Roofing. They are based out of Ames, a family-owned company dating back to 1968. These guys are huge Iowa State fans and supporters. Remember them for all of your commercial products within a 75-mile radius of Ames, Des Moines, and Fort Dodge. And also, my buddies over at Keene Project Solutions. They are a modern engineering and construction firm serving agriculture, industrial, and commercial markets all over the Midwest. Think different. Think Keene.com. Huge win for the dominant win for Bill Finley's team is this Iowa State team continues to, you know, we saw them hit a little bit of a wall in the middle of the Big 12 season, which you would expect when you play this many freshmen. But there's no doubt, you watch this team, they're playing the best basketball of the season. Finley has got this team rolling, and it all starts and ends with Audie Crooks, another dominating performance by Iowa State's dominant center. 25 points today, 9 rebounds. You could tell Oklahoma sent Colleton out there early to rough Audie up to try and match her physicality, and it did not work. Colleton left the game at one point bruised and teared up because her and Audie were just going at it in the paint early on. And Iowa State established that physicality early, not something you normally think of with Bill Finley basketball teams, but damn, they played defense today. That was an elite defensive performance by Finley's roster, holding Oklahoma to 36% from the field. Don't let the 10 three-pointers by Oklahoma fool you. A lot of those were late. This game was already decided. The Cyclones, you know what, most impressive part to me, you're up 14 at half. Iowa State comes out, I think goes on a 9-0 run, if memory is correct for me, to start the third quarter. That was incredible. You set the tone. That was probably, I agree with Liza, who's watching us on Facebook, maybe the best game of the year, start to finish. for this Iowa State women's basketball program that was in the Big 12 championship game a year ago. And if you remember how it all played out, and you beat Baylor down the street, Municipal, and then, you know, you have the early exit in the NCAA tournament, and there's all the negativity, and Finley's like, hey, we're going all in with the freshmen. You never thought they would be back in this spot. You never thought it was possible. We all knew, looking at this roster in the summer, that it was super talented. We all knew that, and we knew the future was bright. We knew Finley wasn't just going to pack it in. That ain't how he runs this ship. I didn't think they'd be back here. And, you know, Jenny Baranchik probably deserved Big 12 Coach of the Year. Good for her. I'm not going to come down on her. But it's hard to argue that that is not Finley's best coaching job. Am I wrong? It's hard to argue that. And I want to ask him about that. He's going to be very humble about it. I'm genuinely curious if he believes that. You know, the thing is, too, we all talk about Audie Crooks, and she deserves it. First team All Big 12. Probably should have been Player of the Year. Whatever. Addie Brown doesn't get enough of the conversation. 16.6 rebounds, 7 assists today for the other freshman. She's 6 of 9. I just love her efficiency. You have right now. Thing is, I'm sitting next to Connor Ferguson. Iowa State's up 20 in the third quarter. And you're going, you know, what would it take to lose this game now? Because you have Crooks in the middle, and then you've got Brown's efficiency and just do it all. You're really pretty drought proof when it comes to that. And this is the thing that these Finley teams have never really had. They've had really good teams, right? But it was a lot like you're kind of dependent on the 3-point shot. Not a huge defensive threat. Crooks changes everything. In Oklahoma, this is the second game in a row here in Kansas City where the opposition, be it Baylor, be it Oklahoma, you think of iconic bigs, you think of Brittany Griner, you think of Courtney Paris, think of these iconic bigs. Iowa State's got the iconic big now, not these other teams, and they don't have a matchup for Audie Crooks. She's incredible.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Up and down, everybody contributes today when they get in. What about Isnell Nadebu? I thought she had 9 minutes today, 6 points in the 9 minutes. Really sets the tone early. Audie picked up a quick foul in the first quarter. Isnell comes in and, you know, a great win. Best win of the season. Just across the board. Emily Ryan. Double-double with 10 assists with her 12 points. She had 6 rebounds. This team's playing its best basketball of the year. I have a lot of you in the chat asking me about seeding right now. I think Iowa State's a 6 seed. I had people mocking me for my take. I think that this solidifies that, which is big because that gets you off of that deal where you got to go and play in a true road game, like if you're an 8-9 game. You know, you still may have to play in one of those. We'll see. But I think they're a 6 seed now. And hell, if you win tomorrow night, what happens, right? I don't think they can get into the 4 where they're hosting. I had some people ask me about that. Don't think that that's going to happen. But just a really, really, really impressive performance today in Kansas City. A little bit about the crowd. I thought it was super interesting. I didn't know what to expect. So I drove down. I couldn't come here on Saturday because my wife worked and I can only be gone so much during the month of March. But I get down here, and I'm a little bit like, what am I going to expect? There's Iowa State fans everywhere. And I would anticipate now that Iowa State is playing in the championship game tomorrow night. Folks who are going to come Wednesday, get your butts down here. What do you want? One more night in a hotel. Big deal. Big deal. I think it's going to be packed down here tomorrow night for this championship. An 8 o'clock tip. theoretically, you can work half a day and get your butts down here to Kansas City, Hilton South. I want to thank Caliber Iowa for presenting our women's basketball coverage on Cyclone Fanatic each and every year. Caliber Iowa is, I actually work next to a bunch of Caliber guys. Great company. They've got luxury apartments. They can handle all of your, they do commercial. They're everywhere. CaliberIowa.com. Check them out today. Joey asking, do we want Kansas State or Texas? Probably Kansas State, right? I would say probably Kansas State because you've beaten them three times. You know what to expect. But Kansas State will have a lot more fans. I don't think it's going to matter, though, because there's nobody who's going to have more fans than Iowa State. If it weren't for Iowa State fans, there would have, this arena would have been empty today. So Iowa State fans are really, as you would expect, taking over Kansas City. I would anticipate tomorrow night a lot will come down. I really think so. I've already had people texting me that they're planning on doing that. So, well, regardless of who it is, we'll have you covered. We'll do some previews for that, all that good stuff. But just really a remarkable win today, up and down the board for this Iowa State team. The final shooting percentage is 36. Iowa State shot almost 60% from the field today, 52% from three, 22 of 23. Just a really, really fantastic game, and we're looking forward to watching Iowa State play for a championship before the men get down here on Wednesday. They'll play on Thursday. They will get here on Wednesday. So Iowa State wins it 85-68. We'll have more coverage from Kansas City. I'm going to get out of here so I get to the press conference. Thanks to Aiden Wyatt for producing, and we will be back pregame tomorrow. Rob Gray and I doing a men's tournament preview show that will air, probably be on the Cyclone Fanatic podcast network tonight. You can plan on that. We're going to record that around 5 o'clock today. Cyclones win it 85-68. We'll have pregame for you tomorrow, 30 minutes before tip. So that's 7:30. Appreciate all you checking in from work. Get your butts down here to Kansas City. We'll see you tomorrow.